Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 2nd, Monday, 2020, day 62. Today's topic, extol the Lord at all times, good at all times. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep. For God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 34 verses 1 to 10, Leviticus chapter 25 verse 47 to chapter 27 verse 13, Mark chapter 10 verses 32 to 52, Proverbs 10 verse 22. Today's main passage from Psalm 34 verses 1 to 10. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glorify in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is extol the Lord at all times, good at all times. As there are too many passages in today's sharing, I would invite you to read those passages after you read the headline and subtopics. If not, you may not know how wonderful those messages can be. Now, the first one, extol the Lord at all times, good at all times. I've got 8 points. A, Jesus delivers me from my fears, Psalm 24, verses 1 to 4. B, Jesus is the best cosmetics. It makes your face radiant. Psalm 24, verse 5. See, there are angels. Well, actually, there is an angel encamps around you. The singular number. D. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 24, verses 8 to 10. E, listen and obey, gets rewards. Good weather, good land, good relationships. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 3 to 13. F, confess and be forgiven, saved. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 40 to 46. G, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Proverbs 10, verse 22. H, be healed and can see. Matthew 10, verses 48 to 52. The second part is not listen and obey to the Lord. Reject the Lord. Bad at all times. Five levels of punishments will come. A, first level, everything bad happening to you. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 to 17. B, second level, good weather, no more. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 18 to 20. C, third level, good land, no more. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 21 to 22. D, fourth level, good relationship, no more. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 23 to 26. E, fifth level. Nation, no more. Wife and children, no more. No remedy. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 27 to 39. Extol the Lord at all times, good at all times. Not listen and obey to the Lord, reject the Lord, bad at all times. Well, it's your choice to be rewarded or punished. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to ask the Holy Spirit to shine on us daily so that we know our sins. Be willing to confess our sins and repent, and that we can exhort you at all times to experience good at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what are those things to stop you not willing to exhort the Lord at all times? Number two, what is the next step to make this happen daily? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.